About 24 protesters traveled from St. Petersburg this morning to rally in front of the state capitol and demand a new investigation into the shooting death of teenager Javon Dawson. The protest came less than 24 hours after Pinellas Pasco State Attorney Bernie McCabe exonerated St. Pete Police Officer Terrence Nemeth in an 8-page report on the death of Dawson. Nemeth had said that Dawson was pointing a gun at him when he shot him dead at a graduation party in St. Pete back in June. But critics said that Dawson was unarmed and said it was another case of a black teenager being killed by St. Petersburg police. Today, family members of Dawson and members of the Uhuru movement met with Governor Charlie Crist's chief of staff today and were given a report the governor had sent to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement asking for a review of McCabe's findings. Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch is one local official who had previously expressed concern about a possible backlash to the findings by State Attorney McCabe.
In our system of government, that the absolute right way to address a grievance, if you disagree with the way government is working, is the way that it's being handled. And the Uhurus, if they're uncomfortable, or the Dawson family, should handle it in that way, through peaceful means, lay out the argument, talk to the governor or whomever they need to talk to. And so my issue is not that you have to agree with the state attorney's findings or the St. Pete police investigation, but that you handle that issue in a peaceful way and not in a way that's self-defeating like the 1996 riots were. And so, you know, that is the main message there. I lived through those riots. They started a block and a half away from my family business. It's been there since 1964. And I've seen how much of a setback that was. And I was determined to do what I could do just from the pulpit that I have as an elected official to make sure that didn't happen again.
Welch is alluding to a letter that he wrote last week that expressed hope that peace and calm would prevail if and when a grand jury was seated in the investigation of the death of Javon Dawson. Mayor Rick Baker and several other local officials signed on to the letter, and it was made public early Monday, just a day before McCabe came down with his findings. That timing has led some cynics to speculate that Welch, Baker, and others were informed exactly when McCabe's report would be released. But Pinellas County Commissioner Ken Welch says that it was strictly coincidental.
It's absolutely a coincidence. Mitch, actually the thought came to me last Thursday that there needed to be some kind of a statement from elected leaders in the community. And my thought, you know, my gut was that, you know, a grand jury would actually be seated. But I didn't want there to be a void in terms of hearing from elected officials, especially in light of the fact of some comments that I heard on Thursday on a local radio station making mention of, you know, the 1996 riots. So really it was those comments that prompted me to act. We, you know, the first thought was maybe a press conference, but we decided to do a letter. I'm a pretty prolific letter writer, and I've written many letters to the editor, to the Times over the years, so much so that they made me a guest columnist back in the late 80s and 90s. So the power of the pen is very important to me. That's the way to get the message out quickly to the community. And so I drafted that letter, sent a draft out to Representative Roussan, and we had previously, when there had been community issues like this, stood together and addressed the community and urged for calm. So he was a natural ally in that respect. And also reached out to Wingate Newton and Carl Nurse, who represent most of the Midtown area in St. Pete. The mayor was out of town, and that's one reason we didn't release it on Friday. And also Council Chair Jamie Bennett. And so late Sunday night, I sent a draft out. We got everyone signed off on it, and we released it Monday morning, probably 10:30, 11 o'clock. And so that's how it happened. Had no idea that the state attorney would release his findings the next day. Again, my thought was that it probably would go the route of a grand jury based on what I had been reading in media reports, but that's the way it happened.